You're listening to KX93.5 FM.
FM. 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for the Friendship Show.
Friendship Show.
With your hosts, Dawn Price, Mark Miller, and Scott Hayes. The Friendship Show.
Friendship Show.
Friendship Show.
Good morning. Welcome to the Friendship Show here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. My name is Mark Miller. Dawn Price has the morning off, but Scott Hayes has returned to the scene of the crime.
Good morning, Mark. How come Dawn has the morning off?
She's doing something. She's leading some group or some protest or some march or answering some community questions or doing something.
Well, good for her. That sounds wonderful.
She's always busy.
Yeah.
Last week, we talked with people who were traveling around America for the 4th of July.
Right.
And Dawn called in from Wisconsin.
Yep.
To tell us what she was doing for the 4th of July. You were mysteriously absent.
I was.
And we didn't get a call from you.
You didn't?
No.
Well, I had poor cell phone access to where I was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It just means it didn't have a really good connection to the cell phone. So I was in La Jolla for the weekend.
Oh, you were, obviously, because there was some speculation that ran from you were doing mandated community service.
Right. There was part of that.
To all kinds of things. You went down to La Jolla?
Went down to La Jolla for a couple of days.
Well, that sounds fun. I love La Jolla.
It's beautiful down there, and you know, you get the opportunity to see the fireworks on both ends. So you kind of see them over here, and you see them over here, and you see them behind you, and that's nice. And just stayed with friends and family.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You have friends and family in La Jolla?
You know, I do have friends,
right.
And I definitely have family, yeah.
And you guys just met in La Jolla?
Yeah, we stayed at a friend's house.
Oh,
yeah.
You did?
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it?
It is. That is interesting.
And how did you spend the 4th of July, by the way?
How did I spend the 4th of July? Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
I don't recall, to tell you the truth. I do remember that I was pleasantly pleased to learn that I could stand on my deck and see fireworks, like just right sort of across the street from me. So,
wow, that's nice.
Because I'm not a big... I love the 4th of July because I love fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a big, like, I want to go stand on a beach with 15,000 people kind of guy.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
I do, yeah.
So,
you know, I live on Cliff, and Cliff is such a zoo down there. And, you know, after a while, it just gets to the point where you're over it. Nobody can come in. Nobody can go out for a good 4 hours.
But where you live in Laguna Beach, what, they like the fireworks show is
right there.
Right in front of your house,
isn't
it?
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, all right. But you went to La Jolla.
To avoid the crowds.
Oh, it's not busy in La Jolla on the 4th of July?
No, not where we were staying, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Awesome. All right. We have some important people on the show today, so we're going to take a music break, and then I think we're gonna come back, introduce some guests, and then get this thing rolling.
That sounds good.
April Johnson, of course, is here this morning, our musical director.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are
awesome.
You?
Awesome. You bought a new car.
I did.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
How many miles?
Now it has like 100.
Oh, really?
It had like 35.
No.
When I bought it.
What color?
White.
Yeah.
35, like not 35,000.
No.
35 miles?
35 miles.
My goodness.
A couple test drives and...
You did get a new car.
I did.
All right.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I like it. Thank you.
What do you want to do musically this morning?
I think we're going to do a little soul.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and this is Huey Lewis in the News, which really isn't soulful, but this song is.
Everybody's going, what?
This song is.
I think we're going to get a little soulful. That's about as soulful as a white girl from Minnesota gets, probably.
Really? Is that?
I don't know about that.
All right, music break. I'm cutting you off.
What's the song? What's the song, though?
It's All Right.
Okay.
How are we going to start this again?
You guys, four bars of each. One, two.
They say it's all right. They say it's all right. Say it's all right. Have a good time. 'Cause it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. Now we gonna move it slow. Up in the lights low. When you move it slow, it feels like a moan. 'Cause it's alright, whoa, it's alright. And now listen to the beat.
and kind of tap your feet. Yeah, you got soul. Everybody knows that it's alright. Whoa, it's alright. When you wake up early in the morning, feeling sad like so many of us do. Oh, my little soul, make life your goal. And surely something's gotta come to you, and you gotta say it's alright. They say it's alright. Say it's alright. Have a good time, 'cause it's alright. Oh, it's alright. Everybody clap your hands. Give yourself a chance. And you got some. Everybody knows that it's alright. Oh, it's alright. Someday I'll find me a woman who will love and treat me real nice. When my role's gotta go, my love she will know. From morning, noon, and the night. And she's gotta say that it's alright. They say it's alright. Say it's alright. Have a good time, 'cause it's alright. Oh, it's alright. Everybody clap your hands and give yourself a chance. You got some. Everybody knows that it's alright. Oh, it's alright. You've got some. Everybody knows that it's alright. Whoa, it's alright.
Welcome back to the Friendship Show. You're listening to KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. My name is Mark Miller. I'm here with my co-host Scott Hayes. That was the soulful Huey Lewis and the News, brought to you by April Johnson.
Yeah, I love that song. It was beautiful.
It was nice. Our guest this morning are people who are very involved in homeless issues, not just in Southern Orange County, but in all of Orange County, although they're stationed pretty much here in the deep south of Orange County. Our guests this morning are Father Patrick Criere. Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
Father Patrick is the rector for St. Clement's by the Sea Church in San Clemente.
Correct.
And he's joined this morning by Barbara Scheinman, who is the social worker at Saddleback Memorial Hospital in San Clemente.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Barbara. Nice to see you. Barbara's been a friend of Friendship Shelter for a while. She helps us out with lots of things. Can we talk a little bit, because we're talking about homeless issues this morning in Orange County. Father Patrick, what's your involvement in homeless issues, and how does St. Clement's Church fit into the equation?
Sure, sure. Well, my involvement with homeless issues started many years ago when at my parish in Alexandria, Virginia, right outside Washington, D.C., I ran our homeless operation for many years, working closely with the city's main shelter and inspiring and working with them to help get other churches to open their doors to house the homeless. These were overflow shelters. And serving those needs. So some 20 men slept in our sanctuary every night for six nights a week during the winter months in that area, and I led that shelter operation for many years. Of course, for many of us, we do so out of our call, a moral and ethical call, which we find throughout Scripture, starting back with Moses and the prophets Amos and so forth, of caring for the homeless and the needy in our midst, and of course, for those who are Christian, Christ's own call in Matthew 25, that which you do for the least of these, you do for me. So that's the motivation for most of us. But even those who are not necessarily of a religious background certainly, I think, care about their fellow brothers and sisters, those who sleep on the streets. They want to do something about it. And so that's how me and many others got involved in these issues. In San Clemente, of course, I minister to a fair number of homeless folk, both as a citizen, as I walk around town and I encounter people and but also as a minister when they find their ways to our doors and are seeking help of one kind or another, what we can do for them, we try to do. Often that means ministering to their spiritual needs, but also often maybe providing a hotel night in a low-cost hotel and so forth. Well, over some time of doing this, you know, we of course realize that we're only putting a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. And so it's a very temporary solution to a bigger problem, which we can make a real difference in if we really set our hearts and minds to it.
But let's talk to Barbara then, because Barbara, you come at this issue, this situation, from more of a public health, public safety perspective, because you're a licensed social worker.
Yes, I am.
What has your work been in Southern Orange County?
My professional work, I do volunteer work on my own time, but my professional work, for 20 years, I've been the social worker at Saddleback Memorial in San Clemente. So for over 20 years, because unofficially, Saddleback Memorial is the shelter in San Clemente. It's been used as the shelter because in inclement weather, particularly at night, there are often people in our emergency room, sometimes throughout the entire night, at least one or two every single night, and at least one or two as inpatients in our hospital that we are caring for because they have nowhere else to go. That doesn't mean people can just walk off the street. It's if they have a need. Some of our homeless have drinking problems. There's nowhere else for them to be. They bring them to our hospital, and they are in our emergency room through the night often, which is a real concern for the whole community because there's only 8 emergency room beds in that hospital.
Oh,
Saddleback
really?
Memorial in San Clemente is a very small hospital. It's a community hospital. The homeless are part of our community. Of course, we're going to care for their needs. But what's happening is because there's no safe place to have them at night, people are getting sick needlessly, being in the rain, being in the cold, even being in the heat, and coming to our hospital, whereas if they had somewhere else to be, they wouldn't need to be in our hospital.
Do you have a sense, Barbara, how much money does it cost for someone to spend the night in your emergency room?
A lot of money. A lot of money.
Would you say, is it $5,000, $6,000, $3,000?
Depending what their needs are, it could be $1,000.
And do you have a sense also, and that's a great question, Mark, of how much maybe the hospital spends in an average year on taking care of the needs of the homeless who come to your facility?
I'm sure it's can reach the millions depending on what kind of year we have, what kind of winter we have, because the way the situation is, for somebody to apply for insurance, they need to have a place for that application to be completed and forms to come back to them. And very often our homeless neighbors don't have any address, and therefore the process of applying for insurance for them becomes very, very difficult.
Right. You have to understand, if a homeless person comes in to use your emergency room services, the chances of you collecting any fee for that is next to zero. It's one of the things that we talk about in the work that we do in Laguna Beach is, if you just took the amount of money that is, frankly, wasted in emergency rooms, taking care of needs that could be taken care of elsewhere, mm-hmm. you could house hundreds and hundreds of homeless people with that money. Yes?
Yes, yes, definitely. This costs unnecessarily. The way that we're doing it, by not doing anything about it, and there's homeless in all cities. Every city, every country has homeless. And it was interesting because I was in Ireland last year, and there are homeless shelters all over the place. And the person who was touring me around is a very, very, very conservative person. And I said, does it bother you to have to shelter people in your community? And he was fiscally conservative and socially conservative. And he said, that's ridiculous. This is a no-brainer. He said, people don't choose to be homeless. There will always be people in need. It's going to cost money anyway. This is the more cost-effective and humane way to do it. And it was such a no-brainer. And I heard recently at a San Clemente Planning Commission public hearing from one of the commissioners said, oh, in Europe, it's always the churches that house their homeless. And that was so ridiculous to me because I know that in Europe, that's not the way they do it. They have shelters. To them, it's a no-brainer. It's the fiscally right way to do it, smart way to do it, and it's the humane way to do it.
Do you find, being in Southern Orange County, there's a lot of work going on in the county at all levels to address this homeless issue, which has sort of become something that can't be ignored any longer in Orange County.
And shouldn't be ignored. It's a human issue. It's part of, these are our neighbors. They're neighbors without a home. And one of the things that Patrick and I know is that the people in our community in San Clemente and here in Laguna Beach, this is their community. Most of them come from here. Most of them consider this their towns. And even if the resources in North County improve, that doesn't affect the residents, the homeless, down here in South County, because this is their home. Some of them work down here. They want to stay here. As I told you, I was a social worker in this hospital for 20 years. For 20 years, I've been trying to help people, connect them to the resources in North County. They don't want to leave here. This is their home. This is their community.
Do you find a lack of resources in Southern Orange County as opposed to other areas of the county, or do you think there's just a lack of resources, period?
Both. There's a lack of resources, period, but the resources are less down here. If it wasn't for organizations down here like IHOPE, FAM, Welcome In, and the churches that help me in what I do, there would be, and Friendship Shelter in Laguna Beach, but I'm talking specifically San Clemente, I don't know what I would do, because the gist of the matter is, when there's homeless people in my hospital, guess where I discharge them to? I have no shelter to send them to. I discharge them back to the street. So without the great resources such as IHOPE, FAM, and Welcome In, and the churches, there'd be nobody helping them on the street.
The churches, I mean, Friendship Shelter started, didn't it, with the homeless community in Laguna Beach sort of sleeping in a local church.
Absolutely. I would say most of the homeless service provider organizations that are operating now have somewhere or another come from the church.
And so my question then is to Father Patrick. Mm-hmm. Is Father Patrick?
It's fine.
I'm wondering, if you fix the spiritual problem, do you fix the homeless problem?
Well, it's probably bigger than that. It's yes, spirituality has a aspect of homelessness, I think. Certainly people find themselves in great despair often, question their own worth and value, and we hope to help them to understand that they are all part of God's beloved family and are God's children. But, of course, homelessness is affected by many things. Mental illness is certainly a factor. Substance addiction is a factor. And sometimes it's a matter of bad luck, you know. Some people have one thing happen in their life, and it becomes a domino effect that ultimately leads them being on the street. So those are sort of the three things that I see in my ministry to folk that tend to come up that are aspects of what have led them to being homeless.
And the addiction issue is seems to be prevalent often, yes, Mark, in the homeless community. Does the church have the skills or the resources to address the addiction issues?
No, yeah. In a short answer. Most of our churches, mine included, have a kind of addiction recovery groups offered almost every night. All but Thursday and Saturday nights we have addiction. Let me correct that. Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, we have addiction groups that meet in our parish, for example, and that's true of many, many parishes. But no, we do not have the social services working on our social workers on our staff or anything like that to meet the needs of our homeless and help them to move to a place of more permanent housing, more stability. We can often provide a kind of, like I say, Band-Aid on a big problem of providing folk maybe an overnight shelter, just a place to sleep that night. Some of us have kitchen facilities where maybe they could have a meal, but most of us don't have showers or anything like that where they could get a shower, have more, some counseling and so forth that would really, you would find in an actual shelter situation. And the question earlier about resources in Southern Orange County, I was shocked when I moved here just 2.5 years ago to find that we didn't have a shelter. You know, I haven't lived in a place that didn't have one. We certainly had homeless. But to not have any kind of shelter operation or any kind of city services that were helping these folk to move to a better situation was very surprising.
Father Patrick, you used the word permanent housing, and I'll ask Barbara to weigh in on this. Barbara, don't you think, I mean, the sort of the direction that our organization is going in, we have come to truly believe, is that while people are working on all of these other issues, their mental health, their addiction issues, all those sorts of things, they need a permanent, stable place to live, and those services can be brought to them in their home and in their community rather than trying to do this on the street?
Well, I'm a firm believer in housing first, which is a whole new concept of approaching homelessness, but that takes money in the meantime, and that's going to take time. And in the meantime, we have people dying on our streets. Two winters ago, two of my patients died on the streets of San Clemente because of inclement weather.
And isn't that, I think that does go back to what Father Patrick was saying, is that in this time, in this period, I absolutely believe that. There are people who are going to die on our streets. And the question really becomes, I think, for us, is to how much dignity should they be afforded in that process? And certainly dying on the street does not reach the bar at all.
I wish I think both of us wish that the humanity of this would be enough of an argument to say, let's help our neighbors, let's help them become good citizens. Let's, like Father Patrick says, some people will always need our help. But there are some people, like during the economic downturn, there are some people who always be chronically homeless. And we've seen these numbers. I've seen them for the 20 years I've been here. But there were more of the newly homeless during the economic downturn that we could actually help those people. There are things to be done. We don't have to have a homeless problem. There will always be homeless. There does not need to be a homeless problem. Right. The problem is we're not doing anything about it. And I want to go back. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Please. No, you're not interrupting.
The services that you asked Father Patrick about, the closest county services are in Mission Viejo and Aliso Viejo for counseling for mental health services and substance abuse services that the county provides. That's as far south as it goes. Mission Viejo, Aliso Viejo. How
which,
are we
by the
supposed
way,
to
I
get our people up there?
Which, I just want to point out to you, do you know what the ratio is for counselors to clients in a county mental health clinic right now? The last time I checked, it was anywhere from 90 to 120
Per counselor. That does not surprise me.
So from your perspectives, your perspectives, if there was a first step you could make to recommend to help begin to solve the issue of homelessness, what would that recommendation be?
And I'm sorry, I keep jumping in.
No.
We need to have an emergency shelter down here.
Okay.
San Clemente, we have one in Laguna Beach. San Clemente is very similar to Laguna Beach, the situ with the homeless, because it's a tourist area, it's warm climate, it's near the beach, and there's hospitals nearby. And hospitals is where the homeless come for their primary medical care, and we've talked already about how ridiculous financially that is. Everybody gets affected by that. That affects everybody's tax dollars. But a homeless shelter that has resources in it, a resource center. Perfect example, a few years ago, I had a veteran who turned 60 who was homeless, a veteran, Vietnam veteran. He threw himself in front of a train in San Clemente to kill himself because he was so, he couldn't stand being on the streets anymore. This was a veteran. Yes, there are some resources from the Veterans Administration, but if he's only in my hospital for 1 or 2 days, by the time I get a phone call back from the VA, he's been gone. I can't find him. If we have a place where people can be, we can get the resources down there for counseling, for mental health, for substance abuse counseling, get them on insurance, get them, if they're veterans, get them the veteran help they need. If they're a senior citizen, I could get Adult Protective Services involved. We have a lot of homeless senior citizens on our street. I can't get Adult Protective Services involved because I don't have an address to give them to see them.
I want to talk specifically about San Clemente because there's been a lot of movement in San Clemente about this issue. I would like to get your insight into the fact that on July 15th, community supervisors of Orange County will look at an agenda item to purchase a year-round emergency shelter in Santa Ana, something that we have not had in Orange County, which I imagine will be 200 beds. That's what their temporary emergency shelter was. Do you feel, I applaud the county for taking this step, do you feel that those 200 year-round beds will have an impact on homelessness in Southern Orange County?
I don't think that'll have much of an impact on San Clemente, as Barbara said very passionately earlier, and I totally agree that our homeless are, in most cases, homegrown. I mean, these folk consider San Clemente their home, and I don't think they're going to make the journey all the way up to Santa Ana to take advantage of city services or homeless services.
So there. It is about, we have to bring services to the southern part of the county, and they have to be for Southern Orange County.
Right, right. And I think that a real community really does define itself in many ways of how it cares for its least and most vulnerable citizens. You know, it's veterans, as Barbara was saying. It's elderly, of course. And it's homeless citizens. You know, what are they doing to meet the needs of these most vulnerable people in their midst? That, I think, in many ways does define the character of a community, not just its great beaches or its parks or what
so
have you.
So this emergency shelter that you sort of outlined would be a good approach to helping deal with the homeless issue down in San Clemente. That's the alternative sleeping location in Laguna Canyon, is it not? Is that sort of an emergency shelter?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
And so what steps could a community like San Clemente take to achieve the level that Laguna has achieved? Well, and I don't even know who that goes out to.
Well, I think we're going to get into that, I think, because there's been a lot of movement in San Clemente and some movement in Dana Point about addressing the issue in their community. How about if we take a quick music break, and then perhaps Barbara and Father Patrick can let us know what is happening in San Clemente and where are they at in this process. April, what do you want to listen to?
We're going to listen to The Four Tops. Is that soulful enough?
That is soulful. Yeah. I love it.
Getting there?
I love it.
All right, on KX93.5.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
Welcome back to the Friendship Show, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. That was The Four Tops, brought to you by our musical director, April Johnson. We have been talking with Barbara Scheinman, social worker at Saddleback Memorial Hospital, Father Patrick Creer, rector at St. Clement's Church by the Sea in San Clemente, and we were talking about what is happening in San Clemente in terms of homeless issues. So I guess my first question would be, are there homeless people in San Clemente?
Yes.
Yes, there are. And I want to also quickly add to what Patrick said before, that a shelter in Santa Ana is a wonderful idea, but it's not going to impact the homeless down here. For 20 years, I've been trying to get our homeless neighbors off the street, even in the worst of weather, when there are emergency winter shelters up in northern Orange County, and they will not go. 20 years, I've never been able to convince one to go.
I just have to say, I love it when Barbara says, I dear.
I I got in trouble in the spelling bee once because I put an R at the end.
She's a Long Island girl at heart. Do you have a sense of how large the homeless population is in San Clemente? Do you have a number?
So at a number of city planning commission meetings recently, the number of 65 homeless has come up again and again. They've done a number
sometimes
of,
70.
Yeah, sometimes 70. They've done a number of counts over the many years, and they seem to keep coming up with this same number, 65 to 70. And, you know, they're not that hard to find. I mean, if one walks around San Clemente, you'll certainly see some homeless, but they are at our beaches. They are in our canyons. Many of them, some of them live around our library space and so forth. That's where I often encounter people in some of our alleys. So they are there, and it doesn't take too much to find.
And in these summer months, people are worried. One of the issues, well, we can't have a shelter because the homeless will build fires, and it's a fire danger. And all the dangers that people in the community are so fearful of, and I'm not putting down those fears, but they would be either resolved or lessened by having a shelter. If we have an emergency shelter, people are not going to be making fires to keep warm at night.
Right,
they will be in
cook.
The shelter. People have told me, my patients have told me, if there was a shelter locally, they would use it.
So where is the city of San Clemente at in sort of looking at this idea of having an emergency shelter? Is that something that's possible in San Clemente right now?
Okay. So there was a state law that was passed some years ago, Senate Bill 2, which required local jurisdictions to provide zoning, to approve zoning where an emergency shelter could be built by right. And San Clemente is in that process of proving that zoning, that's sort of step one to get back to an earlier question. What's the first step of getting an emergency shelter built? Well, zoning is the first thing. It doesn't sound exciting and sexy, but it comes down to the first step of getting a shelter built. This does not require the cities or jurisdictions to build a shelter, merely that they provide the zoning where another organization, whether it be led by a coalition of churches or a nonprofit or what have you, could build a shelter.
Has a location been sort of scouted?
Three suggested areas, one up in Rancho San Clemente, our business park, another, if you're familiar with San Clemente, behind our Denny's restaurant, and then approving churches to house up to six, have up to six beds in their location. The last is probably not ideal. The first two have some merit and are good locations and access to bus routes, some city services and things of that nature, social services and that nature. So this is coming before the city council this coming Tuesday night. For those who are listening and have a desire to have a voice in this conversation, I would encourage your participation in that process and coming to the city council at 100 Avenida Presidio this coming Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, to make sure your voice is heard.
And a reminder that as much as we rely on the churches for the spiritual and community support of the people in need in this town, if I, as a social worker, need to discharge a patient to the street on a rainy night, how am I going to know which church has openings and where to send them to? If we have one specified shelter, I know where to send them to. I don't have to have them on the street wandering, looking, knocking on the doors of churches. Do you have any room at the inn tonight? And we can build the wonderful resources the very few working very, very hard to help the homeless in our areas can get resources to that one place. We can get counseling there. We can get people there to help them apply for jobs. And like Father Patrick says, there'd be showers. We would be helping make them better citizens and actually get some people away from being homeless.
And to that group of citizens in your community who are opposed to a facility, you must have heard already sort of their opposition and their position on this. How do you respond to them?
Well, I can say from my experience, you know, I think people are generally of goodwill. Mm-hmm. You know, I start from the perspective that most everybody I encounter is, I'd say everybody I encounter has good in them and, mm-hmm. and has a desire to do something about something about and for their homeless brothers and sisters. Having said that, of course, people do have strong feelings about where a shelter may be built. You know, they don't, you know, you've heard the expression NIMBYism. I don't want it in my backyard, mm-hmm. Not in my backyard. But I have heard, even from people who have opposed it being in a particular location, some sentiment of, I don't want it right here, but I do want it somewhere in our city.
Yeah.
So that's been encouraging to me. Now, not everybody has spoken that way, but that's certainly been my impression.
And I have to say, even though I'm frustrated that I believe San Clemente is the only city in California that still has not fulfilled SB2's rule of having at least a designated spot for the shelter, I really commend the city's planning commission because they worked so hard to try to find places that would meet the needs of their homeless neighbors as well as the needs of the housed neighbors so that everybody could work together on behalf of their community.
Federal funding is tied to this, isn't it, Barbara? If you don't comply with SB2, eventually you'll be cut off from like HUD block grants
exactly.
and any of those sorts of things. So it'll start to affect parks and playgrounds.
And that's why it's now being addressed in San Clemente. And a reminder, nobody's saying that the city has to build the shelter. You just have to designate a spot. And no city money needs to be used towards that. That would come from private donations, and it'll be up to the social service agencies, private ones, nonprofits, to raise the money and to run the shelter.
Of the locations that are in front of the San Clemente City Council, Barbara, as someone who's worked in the community for 20 years, do you have a sense of what would be a better location for this kind of endeavor?
I'll take it anywhere I can get it. Seriously. I don't think the churches should be used in this way. I think the other options are the better ones. The churches will always be involved in helping the homeless.
How many churches in San Clemente? So we're saying 6 beds per church is part of this. So how many beds would that be?
A lot. Potentially enough to meet our need. But again, you know, this is not the best approach.
Logistically, it can't be done, really?
Logistically, it cannot be
right.
done.
Yeah, how do you get folk to the
But is
locations?
That premise partly so that the designated SB2 site can be smaller? Or
I think it was the problem was that many of these churches, like mine, the first church built in San Clemente, is located in a residential area. And they wanted to lessen the impact of, you know, for example, I would have a much more efficient operation if I was housing 20 or 25 people as opposed to 6. But the neighbors might not be that thrilled to see, you know, 20 or 25 people discharging from my church every morning going into a residential community. The places that have been designated for the creation of a homeless shelter in San Clemente are at least a certain buffer zone away from residential areas.
And how many emergency beds do you think you could put into one of those locations? Could you get 65, 70 beds?
Well, what they're proposing is a limit of up to 35. I would like it to be more like 70 so that you know, we could have one facility that meets all of our homeless population need, and you'd get those economies of scale in feeding folk and housing folk and the kind of services that you need to provide in one place. But currently what's being proposed is up to 35.
And Mike, you used the word logic. That is such the logical response to this. Have it all together so all the resources can be together and you can really make a difference.
Well, that's the model used across the country, right?
Yes.
Pathways to Hope and all those sorts of clearinghouse of services, and someone comes in and literally there's just station after station after station where do you need this? Do you need
right.
this? Do you need this? Now, I will say, and Barbara, you alluded to this earlier, at the end of the day, I guarantee you what is needed is affordable housing for people
yes.
who are very poor and very sick. And that will have to be part of the equation.
And other organizations are working on that, like Illumination Foundation, mm-hmm. and they're working very hard towards that. And we're seeing good results, even with people that everybody's given up on, with mental health issues and substance abuse issues. Housing first really works, but down here, right now, we need a shelter first.
Okay. Now, so San Clemente will designate a site. They'll have to. It's their legal obligation. But they're not obligated to actually build an emergency shelter. So once the site is designated, what's the next step after that? And is there anyone who is thinking of stepping forward and saying, we will develop this project?
Just to clarify that last comment, they do have to designate a space. That's absolutely right. But they are currently out of compliance with the law already. You know, this should have been done 12
years ago.
12 months ago, at least, and maybe even further back than that.
It was 2008 was the year.
I think it was
that
2012, actually, technically. Okay. But they gave them up to that point to designate a space. So here we are in 2014. We still don't have the zoning approved. I hope that that will happen Tuesday night, and that would be the first step. And then, of course, it's a matter of those organizations that are already in many ways beginning to plan to get the funding together, to get the management team together, to establish where a shelter will be. If that's an existing facility, that would be the easiest, you know, taking an existing building and having the shelter operation there. If it means building a building, of course, that'll take more time.
And I can tell you that all the agencies that are already working with the homeless plan to all work together to make this a reality. So once we have a place, it's actually, once you have a place, it's easier to raise funds for that place.
Absolutely.
I agree. Site control is very important, but this takes money.
Yes.
And do the organizations that are working around San Clemente currently, do they have the funds to absorb this,
people,
or will it take new money?
It will take new money, but people have actually said to them, if you have a site, we will donate. I mean, people with big money, I'm not going to give names, are saying, yes, once you know that this is going to happen, then we will step up.
I've heard that as well. And, of course, once you have a place, an existing facility that's up and running, you get a lot of support from organizations like churches. And this is the best way that churches can help in this problem, in addition to the spiritual assistance they give, but also providing volunteers for staffing overnight shelters, to providing food services and so forth. That's where we can kick in with our volunteers and of course, some of our financial support.
Do you think the county needs to play a role in this?
Well, that is the goal, but we're not relying on that. That is should, you know, there's a lot of shoulds in this. Society should do for those most in need, but we're realistic and we're not relying on it, but we will certainly, everybody who's working with the homeless will try to get what's out there and what can be had.
This is, I would say, Barbara, I'm sure you're very familiar with the county's 10-year plan to end homelessness.
Yes.
Emergency shelter is one of the priorities in that, because like you said earlier, affordable housing is the key to all of this, but that's going to take time to develop that. And in the meantime, emergency shelter is really sort of the best solution that we have.
Right.
There are some other interventions, rapid rehousing and those sorts of things. But emergency shelter is very high on that list, and so I would think that the county would be very interested in a shelter in Southern Orange County that's addressing those needs.
Well, the county is interested in rapid rehousing, and this isn't mutually exclusive. Going for one doesn't mean we don't have the other two. There are different needs. The county's 10-year plan didn't throw a lot of money at that 10-year plan. There was a lot of planning, but we didn't see a lot of
money.
But
no dollars.
We didn't see a lot of money.
Mark, haven't you sort of been through this process with the ASL in Laguna Canyon?
Absolutely.
And, you know, sorry about that. Mic's cut out. But anyways, going through that process, here's my question for you, Mark. That is, were you ever at the stage that San Clemente is at? And what do you see as sort of the time frame for making this come together? And what do you foresee as one of the biggest hurdles they're facing?
Well, I think our situation in Laguna Beach was a little different in that I really commend the City Council of Laguna Beach for very early on designating a site for SB2 and a site that really could be developed, not just a site in theory. Mm-hmm. I think the big difference in our situation is that the City of Laguna Beach invests nearly $350,000 a year into the operation of that site, and it makes it much easier to bring those resources together.
And go ahead.
No, I would just say the big issue will always be, I believe, nobody wants it in their backyard. And so there will be a lot of discussion about where it will go. And then I think it will rely on the resilience, the passion, the aptitude of the nonprofit organizations in that community to get it done. But with Barbara and Father Patrick involved, I think they've got a fighting chance at best.
Has the City of San Clemente expressed its support for, you know, building a facility?
Well, as Barbara was saying earlier, you know, the staff of the City Planning Commission has been extraordinary. Mm-hmm. The research they've done, the preparatory work, the designating of sites for all the reasons they designated them, their continual work on this throughout this very long process has been inspiring. I think that they're is a commitment there to support whatever gets done. My dream would be that we would see a city faith community, community partnership, all these resources working together on this problem that is bigger than any of us could address individually.
Do you have all your prayer warriors out there working on this?
Absolutely.
And you believe in the power of prayer? Yes?
I do.
Excellent.
Barbara, what do you say to people who will undoubtedly say, if you build a shelter in San Clemente will fill up with homeless people overnight?
Well, you're some one person who could talk to that, because that did not happen in Laguna Beach. You're finding that at the Laguna Beach shelter, it tends to be the same numbers and a lot of the same people. And that's what we're seeing in San Clemente. We already have homeless. We will always have homeless. Opening up a homeless shelter will not create homeless and will not bring homeless down here any more than our homeless down here were not willing to go up where the resources were in North Orange County. People want to be where they feel they are from. And that is what will happen. We will be mostly helping our homeless. One of the unique things that the organization I Hope does is that if a homeless person comes to them who's from another area, another state, and they can make contact with their family, I Hope will get them back to their family. People want to be where they feel they belong, and that's who we will be helping, the people who feel they belong here.
Is there any talk about making a shelter in San Clemente for people who have a direct connection to San Clemente? 35 beds is a limited number of beds. And
well, they were saying 35 in one particular building. They have to, by SB2 standards, meet the number that has been decided on your city. Our city has come to, in the countings, to a number of 65 or 70.
Oh.
So total together, it has to meet 70.
So this site would be 35, and then they're It'll saying be, churches could right. take six at a time.
Or another site.
Could or another site.
Or they could get two sites.
Yes. Right.
And
but,
they just,
but still, that's harder for those of us trying to help the homeless because you're splitting the resources.
Right. Is the thinking that we don't want 70 people in one place, or is there just not a site large enough to accommodate?
I think that's the first is the thinking that you don't want 70 in the same place.
Too big impact.
On the immediate community, right.
But it's actually would actually help the homeless better, which helps the community better if we're helping the homeless, keeping them off the street, trying to help them, the ones who don't need to be homeless, not be homeless anymore. We're helping the entire community.
Right. Oh, I absolutely agree with you in what you said earlier about the issues that the community is currently experiencing because of the impact of homeless mm-hmm. people in the community. Those will go down drastically if there are resources in place for those people. I think the other point is that I'm assuming when you say the count in San Clemente is 70 people, does that have to do with the county count?
The count in time, that's yeah. done every 2 years.
Okay. I don't think, do you think all 70 of those people are probably not in San Clemente at the same time, right? Because there's some movement that takes place?
Well, this also impacts Dana Point. It's, you know, the area, our South County area is kind of intertwined. But that particular count was for San Clemente. That 70 was counted in San Clemente. And I'm sure there were more that weren't counted. I'm sure it's higher.
The number is probably a little higher
yeah.
than that. Now, there is also a homeless task force has been formed in Dana Point to talk about addressing homeless issues there. Do you have any thoughts or insight on what's going on in Dana Point right now?
Interestingly, neither of us were at that task force meeting. I just learned about it this week. We were happy to help Dana Point because both of us service people from Dana Point as well. We would be happy to be a part of that process and help the homeless of Dana Point as well.
You know, just to wrap up my part of this, I did want to address that question of prayer because it was a great one. And, you know, I have been certainly praying about the homeless in our midst. I've been preaching about these things. I know our people are praying about them. And I hope that everybody does pray about the homeless in our midst because prayer is powerful. It's not that we're convincing God to care about the homeless. You know what? God cares about the homeless. I think prayer helps us. God teaches us to care about the homeless and helps us to see better solutions and ways that we can care for them.
And we will see on Tuesday night how the San Clemente City Council.
Okay, now just to wrap this up, if people want to come in and support this or learn more about the process and getting this started, that's this Tuesday, where and when?
6 p.m. at 100 Avenida Presidio at the City Council Chambers.
Fantastic. I do, I'm going to blow the horn of Laguna Beach just a little bit before we go. I would say that one of the things, we really are very proud of the city of Laguna Beach for running an emergency shelter
here. And you
should
be.
And one of the things that we have been waiting for 5 years is for other communities in our near vicinity to step up assume part of this responsibility and get this thing taken care of. And so I really...
Amen, brother.
I really, really am extremely happy to have you two
Amen
here.
Amen for me, too. And I'm not even...
If there's anything we can do to help, let us know.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. All right. That was Father Patrick Carrere, Barbara Scheinman from San Clemente. Scott Hayes was here this morning.
Yep.
Nice to have you back. April Johnson has been handling the music for us.
Thank you.
She's nodding her head. She's nodding her head in agreement. You've been listening to The Friendship Show on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, and April's going to take us out.
Been listening to The Friendship Show on KX93.5 FM. Join us every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for great conversation, great music, and the chance to make great new friends. The Friendship Show on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.